For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Texas GOP Senators Ted Cruz and John Cornyn say Congress must move to shore up immigration laws that put children in jeopardy after a tour of a temporary immigrant children's center near the border. Cruz said he hopes a bipartisan effort will follow President Trump's executive order to keep families together.
The President listened to the concerns that were expressed by me, by Senator Cornyn, by Texans and people all across the country, that kids should stay with their families. And my hope is, in the coming days and weeks, we will see Republicans and Democrats coming together.
About 2,300 migrant children were separated from their parents since April. About 500 have been returned so far. Republican leaders say they still plan to vote on an immigration bill next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The European Union is imposing trade tariffs, prompting a new threat from President Trump. The president responded to the EU tariffs taking effect today, targeting American goods largely from states he won in 2016. He tweets, "Based on the tariffs and trade barriers long placed on the U.S. and its great companies and workers by the European Union, if these tariffs and barriers are not broken down and removed, we will be placing a 20% tariff on all of their cars coming into the U.S. Build them here." German automakers have three plants in the United States. A train derailment in northwest Iowa that broke apart some oil tanker cars has led to the city of Rock Valley shutting off all its drinking water wells. Lyon County Sheriff Stuart Vanderstoop.
Don't know how much oil has been spilt yet at this time, but we do have stuff in the water trying to catch some of the oil and keep it from going any farther.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Roseanne is gone, but her show will continue. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
ABC announcing that the Roseanne Barr-free spinoff of the sitcom Roseanne, being called The Conners, will air on Tuesday evenings on the TV network, right in the slot where the Roseanne reboot was scheduled to run before a racist tweet from Barr caused ABC to cancel the show 3 weeks ago. ABC says the spinoff will focus on the other members of Roseanne's TV family, including Darlene, played by Sarah Gilbert, who was an executive producer on last season's revival and will also be an executive producer of the spinoff. The network says Barr will have no financial or creative involvement in the new series. They haven't explained how they're going to write the disappearance of Roseanne from the show. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In downtown Pittsburgh, there was another round of street protests over a fatal police shooting of a black teenager. KBKA TV reporter David Highfield.
Most of the night, it seemed like a very peaceful crowd. In fact, they were determined to stay until the end of the Pirates game because they definitely wanted to create a disturbance here. They wanted to get attention for their issue. Police and riot gear were keeping a distance, but we did not see any violence this evening until this person tried to drive through the crowd, literally drive through the people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.